Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
We were talking about how to balance between traditionalism and modernization and how to teach that to your teenagers, or how to you yourself adopt to these things, because that's that balance is necessary so that your teenagers do not feel stuck in somewhere in between traditionalism and in between modernization. So we also gave some of the tips for the teenagers, and we were also exploring how Imams adopted to the new changes. Brother, I would want you to start with the same thing, how Imams actually were open to new changes, and then like we would move ahead with more strategies.
Example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Over here we see the example of the Holy Quran, okay? The Holy Quran being the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Kalamullah. Over here, when it is written during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it was written on mushaf, single paper, like not paper, it used to be like skin, okay? Skin of an animal, of course, like a deer maybe, or a cow, example. So on that skin they used to write, which used to be called a mushaf. Later on, when Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, compiled it, it was definitely a kind of update or upgrade. Of course, the Kalamullah didn't upgrade itself. Like, the Kalamullah is always Kalamullah. The Holy Quran is the Holy Quran. But everything coming together in one go, you see? Everything can be found in one place, the Holy Quran, okay? Then Amir al-Mu'mineen telling Abul Aswad al-Du'li, his companion, to put dots, to introduce dots into the Holy Quran. Now, in the writing style, there's an update, okay? Like, now there is a kind of update in the writing style, okay? So, so over here, like giving a dhamma or a fatha thing, example, is something which is an upgrade, okay? So the text, what we see over here, was not the same text during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it got upgraded. I would say it got updated, the Holy Quran, the writing of the Holy Quran, okay?
The fonts got changed, for
exactly.
Example.
The
For example, today we have colored Qurans as well.
Yeah, like, which are in line with Tajweed,
yeah.
Okay? Which are very beautiful indeed,
yeah.
I would say. So that's completely fine. That's completely okay to use.
Because you're not changing the word of Allah itself,
no,
but you are actually upgrading things. Making
it actually
more
making
bolding
a,
certain things,
uh-huh.
Where, like for example, as you said, in harmony with Tajweed, where a reader gets to know, okay, here's, I have to change the intonation here.
Mm-hmm. So with this, it's actually we are making it easy upon ourselves. Okay, so if this is the case, when things are getting easier for us, that's okay. The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam used to accept it. Of course, we have to see what context is it that they used to accept. It might not be in all the cases that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam used to accept. There might be a few places where they used to reject, example. That should be, of course, seen in every single scenario. And over here, even in modernism, everything being very easy for us, example, be it in order to gain a knowledge, example, or even in order to commit a sin, example, we have to see what is what. Can I enter this thing in of modernity? Is this allowed to me? Are there anything, are there any rules and regulations put forward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me or not? If it's okay, then ya Allah, it's good. But if it's not, then definitely, be it modernism or traditionalism, when there is a no by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a no.
Yeah. We'll take a short break here and listeners, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. And Brother Liaquat Abbas is here. We were talking about how to balance between traditionalism and modernization. And Brother, you said we just went to the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. We said, okay, upgradation of different things is okay, but the main content remains same. For example, that of Quran.
Exactly. And if you take the contemporary example of the lives of our scholars, I would say noble scholars, the most upgraded personality to me right now is Ayatollah Khamenei.
Same here.
You see?
Yeah.
Has in the matters of politics, mashallah, indeed, he's a leader.
Yeah.
He gives the oppressive rulers like left and right, you see?
Yeah.
It's like they get frightened of him, you see?
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you know what, I'm going to follow.
He's a traditional leader. And
yeah,
leave him.
Exactly. Okay. He doesn't care what is happening in the world. No, he stands up. And you know, like if it
and
comes to...
And he's updated,
to,
you know?
He's updated. He likes updating everything, like be it the defenses.
And I think he's one of the fast readers of the country as well.
Fast
readers.
Yeah, yeah.
Book readers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, indeed. So, and he has a lot of knowledge in poetry as well. That's something amazing. And you know what? He tells us, like he tells his country, he tells the government to be updated, to be upgraded with the present world, okay? So it's not always like, oh, you know what? Because we follow Islam, we are like completely traditional or something
yeah.
like that. Okay, it's good to be upgraded, but knowing the boundaries. See?
Indeed.
So,
you know, I personally studied science.
Mm-hmm.
I studied botany, zoology, and then English and chemistry, physical, inorganic, organic chemistry and stuff like that. And then I ended up in linguistics. And after linguistics, I started working in media, like all three different kind of, I would say, streams, fields. And for most of the time of my life, I would think that I have messed up things, mm-hmm. I guess. I have just been everywhere, here, there. But then when I was reading about the history of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, I found that he has done the same thing. He has been going through each and every subject. I mean, he suggests to youth, like, okay, if you're taking history, for example, as a subject, don't be be mindful of science as well. Be mindful of other subjects as well. Know about technology as well. Know about other things as well. The way he did himself, like he read so many subjects. If you just go through his, youth, I always get amazed to find out how he has been able to.
Indeed, you know, this reminds me of Ayatollah Hasanzadeh Amuli. Which they say he had expertism or ijtihad in about 25 subjects. One of them is fiqh. One of them is fiqh where
and
a person...
And that's no joke.
Where a person gives fatwa. Okay,
yeah,
that is
yeah.
like real expertism. And Ayatollah giving fatwa is no joke. He has done proper research upon it, yeah? That is when he has reached the level of ijtihad in order to give a fatwa, right? Imagine a personality going to that level in 25 subjects in which one of them was mathematics.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me digest that and I'll take a short break here, mm-hmm. dear listeners. You also stay tuned.
Ya muqdi al khayrat, ya muqdi al khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
Ya muqdi al khayrat,
يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat is here. We're discussing the balance between traditionalism and modernization and how important it is to create this balance when you're dealing with the teenagers. And even if teenagers want their parents to understand them or like, you know, be more, have more empathy with them, they have to create this balance. They have to make efforts to create this balance. And we just went into a bit history, how Islamic leaders, how the great personalities, how even the Prophet Imams, they have been open to change.
Yes, exactly. So if as a parent example over here, me as a parent, if I'm open to changes, okay, and I see it as positive, okay, of course, I have to be very careful about the challenges in the present era. Example, the biggest example is the internet, okay? If I know the challenges put forward in the internet, there's a point where a parent doesn't know what is internet, he doesn't know how to use internet and what are the challenges inside the internet, okay? And he, because of not knowing about the internet, he tries to stop his teen from using the internet. Okay, this is bad, okay?
Okay.
But what a parent, I have to be doing is, I have to learn what is the internet. I have to know what is the internet, what are the challenges in the internet, and how to tackle those challenges of the internet.
Right.
And now, when I know about internet and everything and challenges and how to tackle them, that is when I'm going to stop my teen by setting up boundaries, having up, again, open communication, being active listener, and then setting up boundaries of the internet. This is just an example of internet. Example of jeans is okay, but you can't wear example torn jeans where half example whatever like a
or
part
even
of your
tight
body, example or tight where it's revealing your body appearance. Example, okay. Perfume, okay. What amount of perfume? Can example perfume is actually it's a traditional
perfumes
thing as well as modernity as well. Like of course the perfumes, the present perfumes are something. Anyways, so basically what I want to say is about balancing and how you are taking it to yourself and how are you putting forward with your teen with regards to balancing traditional way and the modernism. Inshallah, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives us the tawfiq to be updated, to have basirat, to have open-mindedness, to know what is modernism, what is traditionalism, how to be open to change, how to accept our teen towards the change, and how to accept ourselves towards the change.
Indeed.
Everything is important as to have a beautiful life.
Yes,
inshallah.
Thank you for being with us and thank you for all those insights. To that, I would add a last note. It's okay to be open to changes, but not so much that you forget your basic rules, you forget your authentic, rules, you forget actually your values, because change sometimes is so fast, beyond our imagination that we forget, it can overtake us, so we have to be mindful, we have to be careful. Thank you for joining in. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete